This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Last week, I shared all kinds of fabulous bulbs for fall planting. I talked with one guy whose girlfriend planted 200 bulbs last weekend in his yard. Visions of a colorfully dotted spring lawn in her head. Then the squirrel showed up. Those tenacious little bulb eaters. People have discussed ideas about what to do for as long as we've planted bulbs. The best method so far is to place chicken wire or hardware cloth over your bulb bed, secure it with stakes or heavy rocks, and then mulch it with wood chips, shredded bark, or leaves. The plants will grow up through the wire or hardware cloth. You could sink the wire into the ground, making a pen around your bulbs. Those ideas are just fine if you're putting in small plots, but rather impractical for those who like to pop them in here and there or for naturalizing. There are repellents that work. Plant Skid is a product I've used to ward off rabbits. It works and it's safe for kids and pets. There's a blend to keep squirrels away too. I have a link from GardenBite.com. Some folks say their dog keeps the squirrels away. Mine had fun chasing them. Squirrels are persistent little creatures, however, and will eat even bulbs they're not supposed to like, such as grape hyacinth and daffodils. However, they're not big on onions, so alliums are a good choice, as are pink bells, squill, and summer snowflake. There's also a product called Tree Guard that you can spray your bulbs with before you plant. Its main ingredient is called Bitrix and is quite bitter tasting to animals. It's safe for the environment and contains latex, which makes it stick to the bulb. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. What do you do to keep squirrels at bay? Send me your thoughts, questions, concerns, suggestions for future Garden Bites. I love hearing from you. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.